Do the techniques of cybercrime in relationships used differ by age group?
I would say younger. Actually, I would say the younger individuals are more able or more knowledgeable of the online world than a lot of the older age group. A few exceptions of people who are very capable with technology, but we're seeing this emerging trend of younger people using the online methods more so than older.
But do college age versus young adult and into the 30s, do those age groups differ in the tactics they use? For instance, are college age folks more inclined to revenge porn versus the cyber stalking elements of it?
Yeah, I would say the college, when we look at the college age individuals, more likely to use social media as a tool. So it could be even for revenge porn, not on a revenge porn website, but on a social media site, or using social media to stalk what the person is doing. Actually, this semester, I'm surveying Illinois State students about their online intimate partner abuse, if they've been a victim or a perpetrator. So I'm really interested to see what's going on here with our college students and if they're using revenge porn sites or if they're using social media. But we've seen in the past college students using social media as a tool.
How does the college alcohol-fueled party scene contribute to cybercrime?
I would say when we think about revenge porn, that if you've been drinking and you've had a fight or even broken up with your significant other, you might do things when you're drunk that you wouldn't do when you're sober. So uploading a naked picture of your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend with some nasty comments and all of their home information might seem like a better idea when you're drinking than when you're sober, which I think it would, you know, be interesting to look at a study looking at that. How many people do this when they're under the influence of drugs or alcohol as opposed to sober?
Also, last year there was a Twitter account, I believe it was called Passout ISU,
yes,
that cataloged photos of passed out or inebriated female college students. Does this facilitate the fairly common and regrettable culture of misogyny in some aspects or some areas of male college students?
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's once again looking at women as objects for male sexual pleasure, having these pictures online or secret Facebook accounts, which has also been something that college students have done, with pictures or posts about bragging of what they have done. This is another way that we're seeing the internet being used, I would say, you know, to the detriment of society, where we're having pictures and websites posted of pictures of women who technically, if we looked at the definition, would be victims of rape online. So they're subject to ridicule, and they're also subject, if it's an open site, anyone can see those. And so we have victim blaming and everything that would go along with that now displayed for the world to see.
If the internet is an unruly adolescent teenager in this model, how do we get to a healthy adulthood?
That is so tough. I think, like I said before, education and trying to educate people about healthy or safe internet behavior, but also education about, I would say, ending rape culture. I always sort of go off on that, but talking about, you know, appropriate sexual behavior, appropriate relationship interactions could help end a lot of what we're seeing online in terms of victimization. And like I said, empathy. And I think one of the things you see with a lot of individuals who commit these crimes is a need for power and a lack of empathy for any of the people that they victimize.